Jerry Boehner Show, 920. So I get home last night. It's about, I think, about 62 degrees in the house. My daughter's got the flu bug or something. She's not feeling well, so she's all bundled up in bed. She didn't know. If the dog noticed, she couldn't say anything. I'm like, what the? Try turning it up. Nothing. So I go and play around with it. I turn the switch off, turn it on, try to reset it. And this, if I was thinking, I would have had a clue what was going on. When I reset it, Jason, it ran for a few seconds and then kicked out. That circuit board, the brain board, was burnt out. So first I'm thinking, well, great, it's not the blower. That circuit board's $232. Well, what are you going to do? I had to heat the house. Our space heaters that we have weren't really working. We went and got those from downstairs. We had to heat the house. So life was good because we were hosting Thanksgiving. That was my thought. Oh, man, we have to get this fixed. Well, one, I couldn't let the house get down to 40 degrees last night. Couldn't really do that. But it is what it is. All right. One of the more, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know if entertaining is, that's not the right word. Revealing. One of the more revealing moments on this show happened 4 years ago, I think. I don't remember when this story broke. When did Jen Sturger reveal that she had Brett Favre's voicemails? He was with the Vikings, wasn't he? Wasn't he with the Vikings already? He wasn't with the Jets anymore. So that'd be 2009. Yeah, so that's 4 years ago. Jason, do you remember when I played the audio from those? You know exactly where I'm going. And caller after caller, I played the audio of Brett Favre hitting on Jen Sturger. You know, voicemails that he left on her cell phone. By the way, I still, unless you're a dullard, you know the pictures were him too. But he never pled guilty to that in the court of public opinion because he didn't feel he had to. He knew that everybody knew that was his voice. But not the day I played them. Caller after, that's not Brett. No, that doesn't sound anything like Brett Favre. I remember that one in particular. Why? Because they couldn't believe he would do that. Why? Because they think they know him. They don't know him. Now, there are people who trust me who don't really know me. More on that in a moment. I mean, you know me more than you know a pro football player because you hear me talk about my life and my beliefs and my take on things. So you know me more than you know someone who you don't even see under their helmet on most Sundays. And then maybe you see them on a sports show, that sort of thing. But when you were around as long as Brett Favre was, you feel you come to know them and you trust them. And I remember people in this town who did know Brett Favre. Oh, I know Brett Favre, and da 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 da. Or thought they knew Brett Favre. They were acquainted with him, but thought they knew him. And, Ben was here since 1992, did a lot of, the whole charity softball thing until Donald Driver took it over. And now Jordy's taking that over, right? Yeah. And all of that. But they didn't know him. This is leading me to a discussion about Leroy Butler. Gannett Media did a big series, an investigation, on charities, athletes' charities, mostly Packers. Leroy Butler's charity raised a lot of questions, the Leroy Butler Foundation. Mostly that he didn't, on a regular basis, file with the IRS. And it was weird. He told Gannett that all the money raised went to women with breast cancer, whatever the charity was. But then he also said, yeah, but when we do these golf outings, I would actually take a $10,000 fee. Well, that means you're taking part of what could otherwise have gone to the charity. And there was other melding of his private interests, his business interests, on the charity's website. When this first broke, I said, this is pretty suspicious. Gannett Media reported yesterday that that charity work has now led to a grand jury criminal investigation. A federal grand jury has subpoenaed documents related to Butler, former Green Bay Packers safety, according to documents obtained by the Gannett, Wisconsin Media Investigative Team. The IRS has been investigating Butler and his charity since at least July, but the inquiry expanded at some point to include federal prosecutors. Now, Leroy Butler played for the Packers for a long time, and he continues to live in the area. He's got a bunch of ventures. He's affiliated with a couple of radio stations. He's got gigs. He's got media gigs. I think the Journal Sentinel has him. He's got a bunch of media gigs as a former Packer who stayed in the area. One thing Packers learn, if you hang around Green Bay, it can be very lucrative. And that's it. By the way, if that sounded negative, I didn't mean for it to at all. At all. Nothing wrong with that. Now, there's also nothing wrong with making money off of public appearances. I charge a fee for public speaking. But the merging the muddiness of the two raises huge issues. Now, this story broke while I was in the middle of fundraising for families of children with cancer. So I think it's appropriate that while I strongly promote a charity, to make the distinction here, it's not the Jerry Bader Foundation. It's Families of Children with Cancer. It's not my charity. Leroy Butler is his own charity. That's where it gets really dangerous. And as I said at the time, when this story first broke, and I'll reiterate, this doesn't mean that all athletes, and Donald Driver has his own foundation, doesn't mean that you need to be suspicious of all of them, but you need to do due diligence. You don't know these guys. You don't know me. Do you know what I hate? I hate when this happens. Not that I would ever be tempted. Don't take this wrong. And I should take this as a compliment. You know what it's like to have someone write out a check for $500 to my name for families of children with cancer? I am flattered that they trust me that much. You're nuts. I would never cash it. Jason, you know me. And you've seen me with singles that people give. I take it and I put it in the envelope. I would never touch a dime of that. Oh, yeah. I mean, you've handled $100 bills. I handled several of them on Friday. I hate it. I mean, and when I get a check like that, I immediately go deposit it in Nicolet Bank. Immediately. And I contact Tim and Kathy at Families of Children with Cancer and say, hey, just deposited. This person gave me this, which is why when you do give generously, make the check out to Families of Children with Cancer, not me. And I'm telling you, I would never be tempted. But I'm just telling you, make it out to the charity. But why? Because they trust me. Now, I appreciate that. I do. And you can trust me. I would never take a dime of it. People give me cash, and I'm telling you, there are all sorts of people here who see me put that cash aside and make sure it gets to the charity. But that's what I learned in the Brett Favre episode. You see them play every Sunday, and you think you know these guys. Leroy Butler has been contradictory to Gannett. He said it all went to charity. But then he said, well, yeah, I take a $10,000 fee at these golf outings. Well, then it didn't all go to charity. Well, no, I mean, you know, except for the expenses of the event, like my speaking fee. This is shady. And I think this is going to end badly for Leroy Butler. That would be my prediction. That doesn't mean that you can't trust athletes who set up their own charities, but do your homework, which is what I said in the first place. It's 9:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.